together, so we all must do our part. Today, I'm signing an executive order to close school buildings to students for the remainder of the calendar year, the school calendar year. All in-person instruction for K-12 students will be suspended, and all school buildings will be closed for the remainder of this school year. This doesn't mean our kids will stop learning. Each district must develop an alternative learning plan for students to continue their education during this time. Plans will be different based on district. The plans will be locally driven and reflect the best interests of the kids in their communities. That means learning by phone or mail or online. That means project-based learning and paper packets, telephone lessons, and things that can be used as means of alternative mode of delivering instruction. Districts must make sure that their plans are appropriate and accessible for families in their schools. If the plan relies on some online instruction, the district should ensure that every student has access to an appropriate device with an ability to connect to the internet.
The Easter holiday coming up.
Students and families will not be punished if they are unable to participate in their alternate learning plan. My personal intent is to ensure and implore all districts to have a plan so that graduating seniors, this class of 2020, graduates on time. Our dedicated educators, teachers, secretaries, parapros, and custodial and cafeteria workers will be paid for the remainder of the school year. Now, I know this is hard, and I know that this raises a lot of questions from parents to students. I was getting text messages from my own child before I came out here asking questions about how this is going to work. I know that there is a lot of anxiety about how we're going to move forward and meet the needs of our kids. I feel it too. As a parent of two high schoolers, both of whom are going to miss out on prom this year, and a senior who's asking the same questions about graduation, we feel it in our own household. But this is the best thing that we can do for the health of our children, for the tens of thousands of educators in Michigan who work in our schools. This will ensure more kids and educators will return to school happy and healthy at the start of next school year. It will protect more families from the spread of COVID-19, and it will help us return to life sooner. Over the past few weeks, we've seen teachers across our state step up and find creative ways to continue reaching their students, like Mrs. Wilson in St. John's, who wrote letters to her sixth grade class to let them know she's thinking of them. And the teachers at Holland Public Schools, who are providing meals to families, hosting Zoom calls, and sending notes to their students. Like my friend Mrs. Johnson, who's at Plymouth Canton. She's a kindergarten teacher, and she and her colleagues drove through neighborhoods waving at students. Took them 2 hours, but they wanted to make sure students knew that they were there for them. And like Lauren from Stony Creek, who has created a virtual band room with her students, setting up time for them to collaborate with professional musicians. And Nora in Detroit, who makes daily video lessons for her kids, while her husband Lane, a district chef, is helping provide meals for families who need them. Our teachers' number one priority from Detroit to Holland to the Upper Peninsula is ensuring a great education and a healthy learning environment for our kids. Now, I know this will be tough, and it will require creativity and hard work and problem solving. But in my time in public service, I've met educators across our state who I know are eager to rise to this challenge. Our teachers are some of the hardest working people I know. I know that they will help guide our students through this tough time, and I will do everything in my power to support them and help guide them through this. I also want to take a moment to thank Michigan parents, parents who have spent every day with their kids trying to keep them entertained and inspired, trying to keep them reading and working on math or science with them. Being a parent is one of the hardest and one of the best jobs there is. I'm grateful to those of you who continue to work from home and take care of your kids. I know it's hard, and when your kids get older, they will remember these days when they got to spend a little more time with their parents. They'll remember the activities that you did together. They will be grateful, ultimately, that we all pulled together to meet their needs. I'm imploring you also to make sure that as you're engaging with your kids, that you're educating them in an age-appropriate manner on how to learn about what is happening in our world right now and how to cope with it. These last few weeks have been tough for Michiganders. They've been tough for all Americans, but we know right here in Michigan we have got a big challenge. Our families, our workers, and all of our mental health has been stretched. This is a challenge unlike anything we've ever faced before. I know many of you tune in every week hoping for some good news, hoping I'll say something that shows we're ready to turn back to life as normal. I ask that until that day comes, you keep making smart choices.